The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday the 21st of March. In your Squeeze today, population policy, devastation in Southern Africa, the latest on Brexit, and that photo of Taylor Harris. This is your Squeeze today. Yesterday, the Prime Minister announced the Coalition's population policy, Claire. They said it's designed to relieve us of crippling congestion, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne.
So to the specifics, the migration program will come down from 190,000 to be capped at 160,000 a year for the next 4 years. Labor and others said that that's actually not really a big change, given that Australia only took in 162,000 people last year. So really, it's sort of holding at the status quo of what's just happened recently. Morrison also announced regional visas for skilled workers, and that's 23,000 workers that they want to head out to regional Australia for 3 years before they're able to access any sort of permanent residency. And also, when you come to that sort of issue about traffic and congestions in the big cities and the regions where most of the migrants to Australia are eventually settling, he says that fast rail is certainly something that needs to be invested in and looked into. And that's an issue that's been kicking around our politics for decades as well.
Yeah, that plan won't come cheap, so expect it to be a feature of the upcoming budget. To Christchurch, and Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced 2 minute silence will be held tomorrow to mark a week on from the Christchurch massacre. And also to note is the first official list of the names of some of those victims have been released. On this topic, Scott Morrison yesterday called an urgent meeting with the Turkish ambassador after comments made by the Turkish president. We spoke about that in the podcast yesterday in the wake of the Christchurch attacks.
Yeah, this one really has escalated quite a bit in the last 24 hours. And probably on a serious note, what Morrison is saying, given the Turkish president made those very, as Morrison said, highly offensive and highly reckless comments.
So Erdogan told a rally of supporters that any visitors to Turkey with anti-Muslim views would be sent back in coffins like their grandfathers.
Yeah, there is a real concern, given they're in an election campaign and things are particularly hot under the collar at the moment, that Australians travel to Gallipoli for ANZAC services next month is also under review, the travel safety warnings for that.
We touched on a cyclone that ripped through Southern Africa in the podcast on Monday. More details have since come to light about the devastation, with the UN saying it could have affected hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people.
They've also said, and very alarming, that it's potentially one of the worst weather-related disasters ever to hit the Southern Hemisphere. So if you need to put it in perspective, that's certainly a very big marker. Looking also at the victims of that, Mozambique's president says that it's a huge humanitarian disaster. They have hundreds of thousands of people stranded, more than 1,000 dead, he believes, but there is a lot to go in terms of really coming to terms with the scale.
Yeah, it looks like the worst hit areas are Mozambique, with Zimbabwe and Malawi. And in the UK, Theresa May has written to the EU asking for an extension from March 29 to June 30 to implement Brexit. They've said they'll only agree to a short delay if she can get a deal through Parliament next week. We're just chasing their tail, I guess. She can't get a deal through Parliament. So what now?
Well, and this is the thing, hence the word in the email. It means that somehow she needs to get a majority of her MPs to vote for it. Yeah, exactly right. Chasing the tail is exactly where we seem to be. She can't get the bill up in Parliament because the Speaker of the House has said that that's not possible, and yet she's got the European Union saying that they can't give her an extension of time unless she gets the bill in the Parliament up. So it is really unclear how this is going to resolve. And the other factor I think that's interesting in this, which is really something new, I guess, that I hadn't really thought about too much, but European Union elections are in late May, and the European Union is saying, look, we can make these sort of concessions now, but they have concerns about making commitments about what should happen beyond 30 June because there's going to be a new European Parliament. So, yeah, it gets messier and messier as the days go by.
Oh, well, I'm somewhat pleased with that response because I thought I was completely missing something as I was pulling this together this morning.
But oh, no, it's as messy as it sounds, it
yeah,
seems.
Yeah, exactly. And just finally, Channel 7 posted an image of Carlton AFLW player Taylor Harris sailing high, showcasing her trademark and effective kicking style. They later made the decision to remove the image as it attracted what they said were inappropriate and offensive comments, a decision they've now reversed, Claire.
Yeah, and Taylor Harris said yesterday that really those comments were repulsive, that she felt like it was a form of sexual abuse and that she was very uncomfortable about it all. But just as uncomfortable were people's views of what Seven did, which was to remove the photo. Lots of people have weighed into that. Interesting to see that Brownlow medalist Patrick Dangerfield has come out to support Harris, as have a number of athletes. And really the bottom line seems to be that pundits have concluded that we've got a long way to go when it comes to talking about and standing up for female athletes.
And as far as the AFLW goes, Carlton plays Fremantle in the preliminary finals this weekend, Carlton's Taylor Harris's team, and the Adelaide Crows take on Geelong. What's the subject line?
The subject line today is Jeepers Creepers, Where'd You Get Those Sneakers? The song...
Oh, good. We're going to talk about Gucci shoes.
The song actually is a Louis Armstrong song and sub out sneakers for peepers. I only realised when I was typing it out that Where'd You Get Those Sneakers was an ad from regional TV when I was growing up for one of the local shoe stores.
Oh my God. But okay, this is a very abstract subject line.
But let's put that...
Anyway.
Let's get to the point. Gucci has released a pair of so-called dirty sneakers. They are selling for a cool $1,175 here in Australia, and you can cue the outrage about why would you buy a pair of dirty sneakers for more than $1,000.
They do look quite smudged, like they've been stamped on.
they do.
Thank you so much for listening to the Squeeze Today podcast. Jump into the Squeeze Today email, plenty more news in there. And if you open it every day this week, we've got $100 worth of books from Alan and Unwin to give away. Have a great Thursday. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.